With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A weekend of wild winter weather is spilling over into the start of the week. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Chouinard says winter is sticking around for some.
There will be a shot of cold air across much of the eastern half of the country for the next few days.
The upper Midwest is getting snow up to 2 feet from central Wisconsin to Michigan's upper peninsula. In Hawaii, they're dealing with heavy rain, flooding, and strong winds. Here's Maui Mayor Richard Bisson.
We're seeing widespread impacts to roadways and infrastructure across Maui County. County teams are working around the clock with MEMA, the National Weather Service, and our state and community partners to respond to storm impacts and emergency situations.
High winds, rain, and possible tornadoes are in today's forecast for the Mid-Atlantic states and Washington, D.C. President Trump is upping the pressure on China.
President Donald Trump says he may delay his anticipated trip to China as he pressures Beijing to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz to ease soaring oil prices. Trump told the Financial Times on Sunday that China benefits from the strait and should help keep it open. Aboard Air Force One, Trump told reporters,
"Why are we maintaining the Hormuz Strait when it's really there for China and many other countries? Why aren't they doing it?"
Iran has nearly shut down the waterway. Trump says the U.S. has talked with about seven nations seeking assistance to help keep it open. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
About 3,800 workers at one of the nation's largest meat packing plants are set to strike this morning in Colorado in what union representatives said would be the first walkout at a U.S. beef slaughterhouse since the 1980s. Wall Street stock futures are higher this morning. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that an Oregon city is going all in for group marriage.
Portland has adopted an ordinance that adds polyamory to its non-discrimination law. Polyamory refers to so-called marriages involving three or more people. Oregon is a very liberal state and Portland is a very liberal city. Officials there claim there are more LGBT residents in Portland than in any other metropolis outside of San Francisco. Several other localities across the U.S. now legally recognize group marriage. Michael Harrington reporting.
As the U.S. and Israeli offensive against Iran unfolds, some evangelical leaders in this country are speaking of the conflict in biblical terms, mapping end-time prophecies onto current events in the Middle East. In a recent sermon, Pastor John Hagee, founder of Christians United for Israel, described the war as part of a divine plan. This is SRN News. The brackets are set for this year's March Madness.
Duke has been selected the top overall seed in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, with Arizona, Michigan, and Florida also landing on the number one line. Miami of Ohio, which opened the season 31-0 before a loss early in its conference tournament, got in as a number 11 seed despite a weak schedule. UConn is the number one overall seed in the Women's NCAA Tournament and needs six more victories to complete the seventh undefeated season in school history. They are joined by UCLA, Texas, and South Carolina as the other number one seeds. I'm Geffen Coolball.
The United States is one win away from capturing its second World Baseball Classic Championship. Last night, the U.S. defeated the Dominican Republic 2-1 in the semifinal. Yankees slugger Aaron Judge says the Baseball Classic is bigger and better than the World Series. More details at srnnews.com.